in one form or another nearly every day. Eisner insisted that the Internet was the future and that Disney had to dominate it. The public offering for the tracking stock was scheduled for November. Bornstein found himself scratching his head, plagued by self-doubt. Did everybody else know something he didn't? It was one thing for a startup to be losing money, but Go.com didn't even have a plan. He couldn't see how, given the cost structure and revenue base, Go.com would ever make money. Still, he thought of himself as a company man. He'd do his best. The next installment of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire blanketed the ABC primetime schedule during the November 1999 sweeps period. Originally scheduled for 15 hour-long episodes, ABC at the last minute asked for 18, and Davies had to complete a marathon Sunday session in which the three additional episodes were taped in one day. Not only did the new episodes have momentum from the previous summer, the show fulfilled its full creative and dramatic promise when John Carpenter, a 31-year-old Internal Revenue Service employee, had the opportunity to win the $1 million. His question, which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In? A. Lyndon Johnson. B. Richard Nixon. C. Jimmy Carter. D. Gerald Ford. As suspense mounted, Carpenter used one of his lifelines to call his father. Hi, Dad. I don't need your help. I just wanted you to know I'm going to win $1 million. He correctly answered Richard Nixon. The New York Times cultural critic Frank Rich wrote that when historians looked back on the approaching millennium, they would find a country drunk on a TV quiz show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Not only is the millionaire viewership huge, but in an era of niche audiences, when every fractionalized demographic in the nation is pandered to by its own cable channel, Millionaire is gathering Americans from all walks of life around the electronic hearth in the way I Love Lucy once did. Low attention span kids and surly teenagers watch. Parents watch. The elderly watch. Who could imagine a happier ending to our long siege of White House sexual revelations and workplace massacres? At last, a G-rated cultural value that unites the entire American family. Greed. All brought to us by the wonderful world of the Disney Company, which has finally found a dirt-cheap entertainment formula that pleases Wall Street without offending any major faith. Thanks to Millionaire, ABC was so far ahead in the ratings race during the November sweeps that it was able to declare victory even before Nielsen had tallied the final results. On the last night of its run, it drew more than 30 million viewers and averaged over 24 million, dominating every demographic group. Millionaire also boosted the ratings of shows adjacent to it on the schedule, especially The Practice, a law drama on Sunday nights from producer David E. Kelly, that also won that year's Emmy for Best Drama. The case for placing Millionaire in the regular ABC schedule now seemed stronger than ever, and ABC announced that it would begin airing Millionaire three times a week, beginning in January. Without mentioning Eisner or Iger by name, Bloomberg and Braun told the New York Times that virtually every senior executive at ABC and Disney had weighed in on the scheduling decision. We decided if we were going to do this, it was take no